Today is Monday, the 29th of June, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time.
If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. Whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me will find it.
In today's reflection, we'll pray with the idea of what it costs to follow Jesus. As you listen to John Guerra singing, "Take Up Your Cross," become aware of Jesus' loving presence with you. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Take up his cross, follow me.
Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead."
In our passage today, Jesus speaks of the cost of following. When the scribe declares that he'll follow Jesus wherever he goes, we might have expected Jesus to respond with a lighter tone, some congratulatory remarks, or even a pat on the back. Instead, Jesus responds by saying, "Follow me and I promise it will be tough. How do you feel about this challenging invitation? If Jesus was inviting you to follow him here, what would be the first thing that you would want to sort out before feeling free to fully join him? Are you able to give that up? As this short passage is read again, imagine the scene with you in it, perhaps in the place of the scribe. Share what it feels like to speak these words to Jesus and to hear his reply.
Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead."
"I will follow you wherever you go." Are these words you want to speak to Jesus now in response to his challenge? Perhaps you would choose different words. Whatever it is you want to say, speak to the Lord who is listening to you now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.